Most of the time, we have this picture that once you become a child of God, all fights cease. So most children of God are not battle ready. They don't think that they must be ready to fight battles. They relax and think that God will fight my battles for me. Yes, the Lord will fight your battles for you, but there are fights you will have to fight them. The fact is that the moment you become a child of God, that is where true pressure starts. And until you leave this planet, you will not stop fighting. Learn to fight. Good fights. There is a contest and you must fight. You must put in effort. And he says, this fight is a good fight of faith. I pray that you never run away from the fights you are supposed to fight. You face them squarely, then you fulfill destiny in the grand style.
Now, your word in season.
Lord, our hands are lifted to you in honor of your name. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for always stirring us up to take a hold of you. Tonight, Lord, thank you for our gathering and our fellowship with you. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, even in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Kindly take your seat. Amen. Amen. Let's just look at some few things in the Word of God. You know, being in church is like charging your battery, you know. Whether you like it or not, after you've charged your battery, it will decharge. All right? Or discharge. But you have to recharge. That's what happens to us when we come into the presence of God. All right? So the value of being in church, you see, it may be some few minutes we spend together in the presence of God, but the effect on our lives is enormous. And you will see the effect as the years go by. So always strive to be in fellowship whenever it is time for fellowship. Amen. All right. Let's look at some few things. We've been on the journey discussing good fights. A child of God must fight. You will surely fight some fights. And I pray you would not be involved in foolish fights, but the good fights you must fight in your life as a child of God. And sometimes we lose sight of these. We don't actually consider them as fights. We just kind of casually look at them. But they are fights. And if you don't have the consciousness of fighting to win, you may lose those battles. Because a lot of believers have lost the battles. They've lost the battles. And they never thought of them as fights they must win. All right? Or battles they must win. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. Say with me, I will win all battles. Yes. So, these ones, God can fight for you. You know, he can wholly help you to fight them. He will help you to fight them. But he won't fight them for you. Because they are all choices you must make. And you know, the power to choose will never be taken from you. God never takes from us the power to choose. You know, the power of choice is that which makes us accountable, or that which makes us stand in front of the judgment seat of Christ in the last day. That power of choice. So I can choose to live in a certain way. Power of choice, right? So if you choose to go in a certain direction of life, it is your choice. the power to choose. And the moment you make a choice, you live with the consequences of your choice. And in the last day, you will face whatever it is you must face. So life is all about choices. Okay? Yes. So I pray that you never abuse your power, the power God has given to you to choose. The power of choice is a very powerful power. Hallelujah. So you must really consider things well when you are choosing, because that power won't be taken away from you. God never takes it away from us, but he helps us to make the right choices, right? So 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. Paul the apostle admonishes us. You know, he wrote to Timothy, but where is Timothy? Timothy is not here. Okay? So the scriptures are alive and speaking to us. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight. Fight. And I told you, fight means to struggle. It's a contest. Okay? And it has a prize. So whatever fight you must fight has a prize at the end. Agonizomai. All right? Agonizomai. And we looked at several fights that the child of God must fight. The first one was fight to be what? Spiritual and not carnal. On this earth, you can easily become carnal. And all you mind are things of the flesh. You will be surprised. The second fight, we said, fight to respond to the call of God on your life. Very important. Many believers forget about it until they are dying. And they say, I wish I had 2 more months, 2 more years, 5 more years to do something for the Lord, and the time will be up. May we not be that stupid. So we fight to respond to the call of God on our lives, building the church, expanding the influence of Christ. All right. Then number 3, fight against lust. Fight to overcome lust. Yes, that's so powerful. It's a fight, oh. And I was talking about sexual lust, especially the men. Those of us who are males. I know people don't like talking about these things, but it's very important. You know, as a male, you will forever have that fight to fight. You say, oh, when I get to this age, it will be over. It's not true. It will be renewed. And you must fight. Yeah. Well, the females who have that challenge where sexual lust disturbs them is because probably they have been awakened to the taste. That taste. And the taste is in their mouth. And it has really, do you understand what I'm trying to say? So it's almost like there's a yearning for it. And in the name of Jesus, may that thing be broken. Charlie, you must win this fight. The fight to overcome lust. I mean sexual lust. I will say a lot about that one later. You see, believe in heaven and hell. For me, I've realized that many Christians don't believe heaven is real. That's what I think. Because if people really believe that heaven is real, they would check what they do. They wouldn't fall for certain things. They will fight to overcome them. Instead of giving yourself excuses of people who did it in the Bible. He said, but this one did it. If I do it, God will also forgive me. You may not have a second chance. And number four, we said we must fight to have what? A good partner. Who you marry determines what happens to you. Sometimes young men are deceived by beauty. That is not to say some females are not beautiful. That is to say sometimes the extreme beauty was given to them to compensate for their foolish character and behavior. Yes. Extremely beautiful, but very bad attitude. Bad attitude. You can't control her. Yes. And for me, if you are a young man, don't marry a lady you can't control. No. But you should be able to control a woman. You know, control doesn't mean intimidate and abuse. That's not what we say. Control is you can lead. She will allow you to lead her. That's what I'm saying. She allows you to lead her. Left, turn. Why should I turn left? Why should I turn left? Is it left only that we have to turn? Can't we also turn right? Can't we turn right? Can't we look up sometimes? You know. So the question is, who is the leader here? Who is leading? There must be a leader. Are you getting there for it? Yes, you should be able to. You should be able to say no. Please stop talking now. Why should I stop talking? Not have the right to talk. No, no. I said stop talking now. Then before. After the explanation, you have something to say, you voice it out. I saw this clip. A man came to the house, walked into the bedroom. The wife was there. I must go and pay for this thing. They were abroad. And I need this money. But I don't have the money now. The wife heard it too. Didn't say anything. So the man went out. On the phone. Then the man's mother was on the phone. He said, they said I should come and pay this much at home. If I don't come and pay it, they said they would take the land from me. Then the mother said, oh, I have some here now. So you really? You are in Ghana, you have this much there. So the mother said, oh, I can go and pay for you, then you will bring the money to me later. Not knowing the wife was listening to the conversation. So the wife came out. He said, why do you disgrace us like that? Why do you disgrace us like that? When you came to tell me, did you ask me I had the money to give you? Are you following the thing? Then the man said, oh, I came to tell you, I sat on the bed, you said nothing. Then when I went out, apparently I was just talking. I didn't even ask her for the money, but she said, she has it and she can pay. The wife said, no, you have disgraced me. And it turned into a hot fight. See, when you marry a lady you can't control, fights and everything can turn into a fight. Everything fight. Simple thing, fight. I want you a lady to choose a wise man. A wise man is a man that fears God. But sometimes, some of the ladies get very wise men, but they don't know their value. And they rather think they are more valuable with their insubordination. So they bluff on the men. Anyway, you see, you may not like me for these things I say, but utnasi chekakra. I'm serious. Listen, the person you marry can make you poor. The person you marry can make you not go to heaven. I'm serious. The person you marry can make you die early. The person you choose, I want to marry this one. That one is a choice. It's your, for me, I believe nobody should influence who you should choose to marry. You must be guided by the word of God to say, this one, I know I'm making the right choice. I like her. I like her attitudes. I like her moods. You have worked with her for some time, so you know her mood swings. And now, me, one of the advice I'll give to people when they are trying to get close to people to marry them is that don't take the attitudes that show up when you are courting lightly. And one, I will call enjoy, and I will call endure. Be piano and buffu during the time you are working together. She won't change. If you say I'm lying, try it. She won't change you. One thing I've realized is that life is that people don't change much. They don't change much. Yeah. They have not changed much. I've not changed much. The way I get angry at things is the same. I've not changed much. My life is principled. You can't force me to bend. I won't bend. Do you understand the point? Yeah. I'm bendable. So people of God, what I'm saying is that you must fight to have a good partner. Fight to have a good partner. Don't come and tell me that the man, you have seen that he likes girls, but when probably he marries you, he will stop. You lie bad. He won't change. The fact is that it will get worse. Yeah. He doesn't want to talk to you. He's always moody. Get ready. It will get worse. Take what I'm saying. If you take what I'm saying, it will help you. I said people don't change much. And people get disappointed when they get married because they thought it will change. It doesn't change much. It doesn't change. No. I've married my wife for 16 years. She's not changed much. The things I saw before I married her, they are the same things. She doesn't change. She's not changed much. I used to tell people, I said, if you have a problem with my wife, it's you, not her. Why? Because since I knew her, hospitality, smiling at people, welcoming people, unchanging. So, because it's your wife, you are trying to praise her. Me, you don't know me. You can ask her. I don't praise like that. If it's not true, I will say it. Yeah. So, you see, please, the one you marry, a lot of you are not married. So I'm talking to the right group of people. Fight. You must fight. Fight. Fight, oh. Man of God, what I'm saying, is it true or is it not true?
Very, very, very true.
He's married. Yes, he has experience. Yes, he has the right to add his voice to what I'm saying that is true. Yes, because he's married. Yeah, he's been married. He has married and crossed 1 year. If you marry and you are able to cross 1 year, we have to clap for you. It's been 2 years. Yeah, 2 years with a child. Yes. Having the woman is the issue. The woman giving birth, another issue has come to add. So if you didn't, the Lord is our help. So I pray for you, fight to have a good. See, this fight, you fight it by praying about your marriage, speaking into your marriage, and being observant. Don't just say, because we are in church together, she will be good. You will be shocked. You will be shocked. And don't say, because he has money and now he's giving me small, small, he will be good. Hey! No, don't make choices like that. But the Lord will help you. The Lord will help you. All right, then the next fight is what? Fight to prosper. Now, it's not easy to prosper. I mean, making it and even having money is a fight. You see, not many people really prosper. Not many people. If you check, let's talk about, sometimes when we look at ourselves in Africa, we think we are very poor and those outside are rich. It's not so. There are many poor people outside too. It's not easy to prosper. That's why the principles of the Word of God that you are taught, apply them well, because you see, they are the principles that causes us to prosper. Financially, everything. All around prosperity, you see. He said, if you fear the Lord your God and walk in his ways, he said, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. You see? So, abiding by the principles of the Word of God will help you to prosper. And everything to make you prosper. Now, I'm talking about prospering even financially. Is in the Word. Diligence. Discipline. All of those. Because if you play with those things that the Word of God shows us, he says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. You don't want to beg. You must be a hard worker. Hard workers are high flyers. You fail to work hard, you'll be a pauper. You'll be a what? A pauper. You won't have. Look at this. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. So obeying God is a foundation for prosperity in God. Obeying God. Serving God. Obeying and serving God is the foundation of prosperity in God. I hope I'm communicating at all. You must fight to prosper. I tell you, fight to do business, fight to save money, fight to, look, all of that is a fight. If you have saved money before, you realize that saving money is a fight. It's not a fight. It's a fight. Because you realize that you can't save much. It's a fight. It's a struggle. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. All right. What's the next fight I spoke about? Fight to build house. Look, you can do foundation and never continue. It's a fight. To fight to buy a land. That was the first fight. To fight to have the money to buy the land is the first one. Fighting to break the ground to put blocks there. Fighting to bring it up. Fighting to roof it. Look, you can get to roofing, it will be there for life. Sometimes you can fight your roof, putting burglar proof, you won't win that fight. When you fighting to put windows, I said it's a fight, and you must make up your mind, I will win this fight. Share tie. As I see, so be check. Tell so nya baby do tito. Intimacy, as on a becama bumfu. Many mean and can say, men see be crane your he, judge me no. You may look very young as I'm talking, it's as if I'm and look, I will say, whenever you, I'm sleeping, you wake me up, I'll say it. You will stay long here. Just imagine you are going to be here for 90 years. And obviously by the time you are 30, you have even started giving birth. Your children are going to grow. They are going to meet you in rented places. You don't think about fighting to say a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. That means if you don't leave some, you are not a good man. According to the Bible's definition, you are not a good man. Simple. So if I were you as a male, every day say in the name of Jesus, I win this fight of building a house. I say, no, it's not important. All these things we came to meet here, we will leave it and go away. Oh dear. Meanwhile, with that confession, you are renting somebody's house. Just imagine if the person decided not to build. Where would you sleep? I said, everybody. It starts here. Where does it start? It starts here. I will win this fight. And I want to encourage you, those of you that your parents probably don't have buildings yet. Huh? You must arm yourself more. Because let me tell you something. Sometimes the picture you see of your parents may so affect you that you have to fight to overcome that picture first. What I'm saying, do you understand what I'm trying to say? You have to, because that picture stands right in front of you and it's almost like it is telling you that you will become the same thing. And you say, no. I reject this picture. I'm going to overcome this. I will fight and win. Am I communicating? Yeah. It starts from here. Then it comes here. By the time you realize, practically, you are seeing things happening. And those of you that your parents built some, don't be stupid to remain in your parents' own. Don't be stupid, I say it again, to remain in your parents' own and say it is mine. It is mine. I told somebody, if your dad was not bold to come from the village to come and build a house, you will be in the village by now. It was because your dad was bold to leave the place to come and build. That's why you, his child, is calling a place your dad's home. Where will your children also call their dad's home? You are staying in your dad's home and you are bragging that you have, it's for my father. The bad ones cry, they say, it's for my mother. It's for my mother. Look, I know people who never move from their mother's house. And they still brag that it was for their mother. And their grandchildren come to meet them, it's for my mother. Look, overcome those things. So I may not know you, I may not know necessarily as I'm speaking which one may apply to you. Overcome it. Fight. May I visit your house? Your name will be on a golden plaque on your wall, and it will read your name. To read your name. When you get a big family, you can add it. So and so and family. Mm-hmm. Are you going to win this fight? Hallelujah. All right. Let me add maybe one or two tonight, then we are off. Okay, just one. Fight to live long and to serve the Lord for a long time. Fight to live long. Someone say, hey, Pastor, what are you saying? Yes, fight to live long. Now, living long must become a fight. You see, why am I saying so? You see, young people die and old people die. And sometimes you ask yourself, was it their destinies to die young? And sometimes some of the questions you cannot answer because you don't know all the details. You cannot answer what is in somebody's life, but your life is not that life. You have the choice to make. And now you have to decide by the word of God. He said, with long life. Go to Psalm 91. Let's read that scripture. Oh, Jesus. It's a fight, though. I'm telling you, it's a fight. This generation that any age die. In the olden days, it was not like that, though. They were not dying young like that. 35, no, well. Kambeka said, no, I die. 25. No. I mean, young people just dying. Sometimes, you know, it came to them. Death came to them in a thought, and they didn't resist it, and it captured them. It's a fight. I'm telling you. He says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Verse 17, he says, come up, 15. He says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him and I'll be with him in trouble and will deliver him and do what? You see, this comes before the with long life. That means things were threatening the guy. But he called him and he answered. Oh, I think you are not seeing it. Are you seeing it? All the junk food is an attack on your long life. You may say, oh. Let's read from verse 14. 14, 15, 16. Okay, 16 is the last verse. Because he has set his love upon me. Have you seen? Because he has. So, what is the foundation for long life? Setting your love upon God. You love God. Loving God. Huh? Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he had known. Please, look, I'm showing you the foundations. The Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? These are the foundations of winning the fights we are talking about. You set your love upon God. Love God with your life. Eh? Donyami bruta, butu butu. Everything in you should love God. And he says, I will set him on high. Yeah? Because you love him, he says he will deliver you. If death is sent after you, he will deliver you. Amen. Then he says, I will set him on high because he had known my name. Huh? Seek to know God and know his name. The next verse. Then he says, he shall call upon me and I will what? Answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Then the last verse, he says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, if you don't live long, how do you serve God for a long time? That's why I said, fight to live long and to serve God for a long time. All right? Serve God for a long time. You must live long. Cast out all this thing that says that it doesn't matter how long, how well. If it was short, what is how well? How would we even know the well? Right? You are not dying young. Yeah. I say you are not dying young. Yeah. You will live long. Yeah. And serve God for a long time. All right? So that's the first thing I've shown you. The foundation for living long is setting your love upon God and knowing his name. He says he will deliver you from trouble and he will set you on high. And he will satisfy you with what? Long life and show you salvation. How do you fight for long to live long? How do you fight to live long? Secondly, take good care of your health. That one is a choice. Is what? You see, your health is your possession. Say it with me. Your health is what? Say it. My health is my possession. My health is my possession. Good. So, let's say I go to a shop. Then when I go to the shop, I ask for sugar. Right? Then I would mix 1 cup of sugar with water and state, I love sugar. then I'll drink it. Okay? Was it a demon that made me drink sugar? I chose to drink sugar. And I chose to attack my own health. So, your health is your possession. You must choose to live healthy. It's a choice. And what is choosing to eat healthy? You see, there are various things that actually affect your health. Your diet, okay? Water, all right? Basically, what you take in. So fighting to live long is not just a spiritual battle. It is also a dietary battle. A dietary. I hope you are. A dietary battle. A dietary battle. Some people cannot fast. You see, we just finished a fast. That fast I force you to do. Is the way is good for you, eh? You have no idea. The way it's so good for you. If you do it well, you realize that those of us who do it well, it takes a very long time before you come back to putting on weight. It takes a long time. Yeah. You realize that even after the fast, when even you are eating, you don't get full. You realize something has changed in your system. You see the way your cheeks have entered and... So diet. Don't play games. You see, if you are a certain age, start controlling your diet right from now. Because whether you like it or not, the body, it deteriorates. It starts to decay as you grow. So you must fight to stay healthy. Huh? Yes. You must learn how to take in things that boost your immune system. Yes. It is not just spiritual. It's also dietary. There was a man of God. He ate. God had to send a prophet to tell, if you don't stop eating like this, you will die next week. And he died. He died. He didn't stop. He will eat. Eat. Everything. Eat. No fasting. No. And you must learn how to take bitter things that fights the sweet things that are acids. Yes. Learn to take bitter things. Huh? Yeah? Yeah. If you think living long is not a fight, you joke with your health. Be a prayer, whatever, and joke with your health. I chanced upon some great people and their testimony on their diet. I was shocked. I saw a man, 70 years. When you look at him, he looks like 45. They asked him, what do you do to keep yourself fresh like this? Then he said he stopped eating rice 40 years ago. He said, hey. Then you ask yourself, what does he eat? What does he eat? The underlying thing is that he understood that checking his diet will prolong his life. Sometimes these guys in Japan, they don't know Jesus, but they live 110 and they can still walk without walking stick. What helps? Helps this, no junk, clean water. But you see, because us, we are spiritual, everything, we will push it to that side. Make odombe deha. Ah, tete, talatata. Bo stegebehese. Shandelebekashe. After that, he is eating and watching 11:30. 11:30 p.m. And he's expecting the tongues to neutralize the awachi. So now that we are young, look, you see, this afternoon I was just meditating on something. I was like, Sofu Christian, you are blessed. I was just looking at the 20 years ahead of me. I'm like, wow. Wow. Diet, your check it. Right from this time. It's important. And as we grow, we help ourselves. We check ourselves. Living longer begins with the spiritual. But you can yourself spoil the plan of God with your own bad eating habits. Let's fight. When we say go the greens, strive to eat properly. Check your water. You get it? Yes. Be concerned about your own health. Don't play games with your health. Don't say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, then you live long. It's a fight. I know some people who they love all the sugary every day. Sugary this, sugary that. You know, one guy, he was having a problem. I was like, I asked the question, what does he eat? What am I talking about? Your health is your possession. If you manage it well, it will affect how long you live. We've set the platform. The foundation is love God and know his name. Set your love upon him. That is the foundation for long life. But if you do not check your health and check the habits that would help you build good health, then your health will deteriorate and it will affect you. Am I communicating at all? May the Lord bless us all. Amen. And may we win this fight. Amen. To live long and to serve the Lord for a long time. Now, one other thing too that will help you live long is be discerning the places you find yourself and at what times. Okay? Now, don't play games with your life and love dark places. Dark places. So I'm not afraid. Me, God is with me. Look, be wise. Be wise. I want you to pray. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me to fight and to win these fights. Help me to fight to live long. Help me to set my love upon you. Help me to know your name, for that is the foundation for long life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, help me to take good care of my health and not to play games with my health. Even as a young person, may I start to be disciplined right from my youthful stage to eat properly, to take note of what goes inside my system and not to play games with my health. Help me to make good choices where I walk, the places I walk, where I sit, where I stand. May I be a person of understanding, so that I don't play with my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we want to say thank you for your word that has come to us. Precious Holy Spirit, thank you for reminding us that these fights are necessary. They are good fights to fight as children of God. Thank you that grace, your grace is sufficient for us to fight and to win these fights. I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will not lose any of these fights. We will fight and win as we serve you. We are grateful, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.